This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer at Rushi High School, where tonight the Bodkins Trojans take on the Rushi Raiders. Rushi tries to play spoiler of sorts. Bodkins is two wins away from a perfect 12-0 mark in the Shelby County Athletic League. Bodkins has its sights set on perfection, 12-0 Right now, 10-0 is Botkins in SCAL play. Having won the league crown officially this past Tuesday, clobbering Jackson Center. Botkins, with two games to play, has a three-game lead over the likes of Jackson Center, Anna, and Rushi. None of those three can catch the Trojans. First meeting this year won by Botkins, coming from behind in the second half to win at the Trojans gym, 48-38. Rushi would like nothing better than to turn the tables on Botkins in this game here tonight and improve its lot in terms of seeding. Keep in mind, 1 week from Sunday, it's the boys' tournament draw. This Sunday, in 2 days, it's the girls' tournament draw. Botkins 13-3 on the campaign, 10-0 in the SCAL. Rushi 9-9 on the year, 6-3 in SCAL action. Botkins has won 5 of its last 6. Prior to that, 2 losses to Minster and Marion Local on January 31st, a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Botkins blew a 16-point lead and fell to Preble Shawnee by a final score of 47-44. Botkins blew away Jackson Center this past Tuesday, 44-26 in a game we covered right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi in a little bit of a quagmire, having dropped 5 of 7 for the last 6. Did beat Jackson Center on January 23rd, 46-39. Routed Houston this past Tuesday, 70-25. Coach Lindbergh's club would like to get back on the winning side of the ledger heading into that tournament draw, which, as I said, is a week from Sunday. Phil Groves, Botkins Trojans are number 2 in the order of seed at this point in time behind Cedarville. We'll go over that for you as we continue on with our opening segment before tonight's game between Rushi and Botkins. Very good crowd on hand. We've got a second left in the third quarter of the JV game. Botkins leads 32-31. Botkins won a very good freshman contest. It was 6-10 points the whole way. Botkins won that. Botkins is up by a point starting the fourth quarter in our JV tilt. We will have more from here at Rushi in just a few minutes. Botkins Trojans, Rushi Raiders, boys varsity basketball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
And we welcome you back here to Rushi. I'm Jack Kramer, Rushi Raiders, Botkins Trojans. Upcoming in about 20 minutes here on ScoresBroadcast.com. 5 minutes left in our JV tilt. It's a very good game. Botkins 36, Rushi 31. 5:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Rushi had a scant 1 or 2 point lead late in the third. Rushi just missed a driving layup. But got the rebound, had a shot blocked. Ball out of bounds to Botkins with 4:59 to go in the fourth quarter of the junior varsity game. 36-31, Trojans lead. I'd like to recognize a couple of fine gentlemen. Brett Meyer, Botkins, Kevin Flippo of Rushi, each recognized in the past week or so for their outstanding service to their school districts. The Richie Gutman Award in Botkins was earned by Brett Meyer. Brief ceremony took place this past Saturday during the Botkins Preble Shawnee basketball game. And we were there, or was it this past Tuesday, at the Botkins Jackson Center game? Now I'm confused. At any rate, the important thing is that Brett Meyer, longtime educator and coach and ambassador for the Botkins schools, was recognized. He earned the Richie Gutman honor for his outstanding loyalty and outstanding service to Botkins schools. I've gotten to know Brett and his sons, his wife, over the years. We've given shout-outs to their extended family around the state of Ohio during our broadcast. A fine gentleman. We give great gratitude to Brett Meyer for his service to Botkins schools over the years.
Kevin Flippo, Rushi head baseball coach, was inducted into the Miami Valley Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame here recently, joining 20 other coaches to receive the honor. Coach Flippo said that coaching alongside current Hall of Famers like Bill Sturwold, who was at Fort Loramie for a long time, and Rick Gold, who was at Miami East, and then at Piqua, briefly for a short stint at Rushi. Coach Flippo said, learning from those Hall of Famers helped me get where I am today. The Hall of Fame was established back in 1976. Two individuals are inducted each year. Induction into the Hall is based on accomplishments on the field and service to the MVBCA and or ambassadorship towards the game of baseball in the Miami Valley. Flippo, a two-time Division IV Coach of the Year in 2018 and 24, is entering his 12th year as the head coach of Rushi Baseball. He's got 122 wins to his name in this decade alone, leading Rushi to Division IV state title games three times and winning it all in 2022. Congratulations to Kevin Flippo of Rushi, Brett Meyer of Botkins. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter, junior varsity contest. Botkins pulling away up over Rushi by 7, 41-34. We're back with more during our pregame segment in a few minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November. The new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start
start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today, with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We welcome you back here to Rushi. Jack Kramer speaking to you. 2:16 left in the JV tilt. 41-36, Botkins in the lead over Rushi. Trojans won the freshman game. It was a good contest. It was a 7- or 8-pointer throughout the second half. And that was the final difference in the game. Botkins won it by 8, I think. Botkins did win the freshman game, leading now late in the junior varsity affair. 41-36. 2:07 remaining in the fourth quarter. Well, this game tonight between Botkins and Rushi, not real important with regard to the SCAL boys standings. Botkins has it all wrapped up, but it is influential in terms of the order of seed. That will officially be declared at the boys tournament draw 1 week from Sunday. Right now, at this point in time, in the north section of the Southwest District, Division 7, Cedarville is the number one seed, according to the computer and Max Preps. Botkins is 2, Lehman is 3, Newton 4th, Mississinewa 5th, Franklin Monroe 6th, Jackson Center 7th, Rushi 8th. Rushi just a scant fraction of a point behind Jackson Center. Rushi 9-9, Jackson Center 8-9 on the year. In Division 5, boys, Indian Lake is first, Waynesville second, Versailles third, Preble Shawnee fourth, Arcanum fifth, West Liberty Salem sixth. Anna is in the number 7 spot, trailing Dayton Christian. Anna 7-9 on the campaign. Minute and a half to go. JV tilt, 41-37. Botkins leads Rushi by 4. As I noted earlier, Botkins won the first meeting between the two, 48-38. Rushi was up at halftime of that game by a score of 26-23. I believe that was the count. It was a 3-point difference. I know that. Rushi led by 3 at the halftime break. Got held in check in the second half. Botkins defense did over the final two quarters what it does often, turning Rushi over 14 times in the final two quarters of that game. Botkins got to the free throw line 14 times in that contest, Rushi 2. Raiders have got to change those numbers around in order to win this game tonight. Shoot more fouls, and reduce the number of floor errors, that's for sure. It was a 23-20 game at the half. Rushi led by three. Bodkins won it by 10, 48-38. Nobody in double figures in that game for Rushi. Carter Haney off the bench drilled three threes. A fine game from the Raiders' Grant Bergman. He nailed a three, scored eight. Cooper Unverfirth, leading scorer on the year for Rushi, was held in check. He's at about 11 per game. He tallied just seven in that contest, had a three-pointer. And Paxson Bixler pumped in six. He had two threes in that contest. Bodkins was led by Tucker Hillskamp with 17, 11 of them in the second half of that game as he paced the Trojans to the win. Eli Pitts had nine. Will Monin had nine. Bodkins won the first encounter 48-38. That win by Bodkins broke a Rushi seven-game win streak over the Trojans in this series. Rushi won all three games a year ago, 57-38, 47-36 in the season, then 58-30 in the regional final 2 years ago. Rushi won 65-57, 65-52 in the 22-23 campaign. Rushi won by scores of 72-62, 56-33, and 53-38 in a district semifinal. Prior to the early season win this year by Bodkins over Rushi, the previous Bodkins triumph over the Raiders was the trio of victories by Bodkins over Rushi that took place in the 21-22 campaign. Now we're down to under 40 seconds to go. JV game, Bodkins 42, Rushi 40. It is getting tight for sure. We've got more from here at Rushi in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Well, believe it or not, it looks like this JV game may go to OT. Rushi's tied it up 42-42. I think there are less than 3 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Botkin's possession, 42-42 tie. Great JV game. Botkin's and Rushi on the boys' side. The teams of the near future in the Shelby County Athletic League. This SCAL may be dominated for the next few seasons at least by the Botkins boys and the Rushi boys. We are seeing a great taste of that here tonight. Outstanding ball game. Good crowd here at the Rushi gym. 42-42 tie. My mistake, it's Rushi's ball. Rushi must go the length of the floor. 1.3 to go in the fourth quarter. Yes, it is just a scant second plus. Rushi enters it into backcourt. There's a 50-foot heave down the floor, and that's it. 42-42. At the end of regulation, JV game goes to overtime, so you'll have to put up with Jack Kramer for an extended pregame segment here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to Osgood Bank, osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Long-time sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. In fact, when the calendar turned to 2026, Osgood entered its 11th year here on scoresbroadcast.com. New location last spring in Rushi. Locations as well in Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood, osgoodbank.com. So much gratitude to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal, L-A-C-A-L, came to Jackson Center from L.A., California back in 1983. And in 2005 and 6, LaCal was an originating partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal Equipment's been on the air with us ever since. We would not be here today giving you coverage of high school sports without the support from LaCal Equipment. An originating partner on scoresbroadcast.com, a founding sponsor, LaCal. We owe you so much gratitude. Thank you much. 42-42, JV game goes to the 3-minute OT. Rushi scored the last five in the fourth quarter to rally from a 42-37 deficit, descend it to the 3-minute extra session, 42 points apiece. Hey, a big congratulations to the Rushi girls who won the Shelby County Athletic League outright last night, defeating Fort Loramie in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi won it 36-21, completing a sweep over Fort Loramie. Rushi won the first game 34-16. The Rushi Raiders did it behind 11 points from Ariana Cordonier, 8 points from Callie Gubo, as they combine for three threes in the first half to help separate Rushi from Fort Loramie. Rushi shot free throws extremely well in winning the game. Cordonier had 11, as I said. Gubo, 8. Hazel Francis, 6 points. Celeste Borchers, 4. 3 points from Cammy Schaefer. And 2 points apiece from Kylie Dosek and Faith York. First quarter score was 12-6. Rushi, 24-9 at the half. 32-14 after 3. And it wound up 36-21. Rushi did commit 21 turnovers and did not have an offensive rebound in the second half. But by mid to late third quarter, the Raiders had put the game away. Fort Loramie got 8 points from Liza Puppelman, 5 in the fourth quarter, 6 points from Olivia Brandewey. Final tally, once again, 36-21. A young Fort Loramie team. Rushi's length and varsity experience were the difference, no question about it. But this Fort Loramie girls team will be heard from in the tournament. Of course, Rushi will too. The Raiders might very well be the favorite statewide to win the D7 girls basketball tournament, at the very least to get to the regional final. And who knows, Rushi and Fort Loramie girls might meet again in that regional championship game in D7 at Vandalia Butler. Could collide in a regional semi should they be victorious through the district. It all depends on how the tournament draw goes, but Rushi is going to be a number one seed and will be able to pick its preferred path, that is for sure. Rushi 45, Botkins 44. A minute 44 left in our JV game. Botkins at the free throw line with a chance to tie. Speaking of the girls' tournament draw and the order of seed as it stands heading into this week, in the north portion of the Southwest District, girls D7, Rushi was seeded number 1, Mississinewa Valley 2, Fort Loramie 3, Cedarville 4, Southeastern 5, Botkin 6, Troy Christian 7, Covington 8. Again, Rushi well out in front at a Mississinewa Valley. Loramie at number 3. That's the order of seed at this moment. And the draw is Sunday. So there could be some change, might not be significant change, between now and Sunday's girls tournament draw. By the way, in D6, in which Minster participates, a D6 Northwest District girls bracket right now seeds St. Henry 1, Parkway 2, Minster 3, Marion Local 4, Spencerville 5, Coldwater 6, and New Bremen 7. D5 girls, north portion, Southwest District, Division 5, number 1 seed Waynesville, 2 Miami East, 3 Versailles, 4 Milton Union, 5 Anna, and 6 Valley View. By the way, we've got a girls game for you tomorrow afternoon. Fort Loramie girls, Marion Local, tip off about 1:20. We're on the air 12:35 p.m. tomorrow afternoon for the game between the Fort Loramie girls and the Marion Local girls. Rushi beat Marion Local this past Tuesday in Maria Stein by a final score of 37-36. Junior varsity game in progress in the overtime period. 46-45, Rushi leads Botkins by 1. Two very good JV teams. These two programs, Rushi boys, Botkins boys, promise to be the leaders over the next few years in Shelby County Athletic League boys basketball play. We'll return with more, perhaps a final score for you from this JV game, when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com. It's Rushi Botkins varsity game about 16, 17 minutes away tonight here on Scores Broadcast.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Now we're down to the final 12 seconds of the JV game. Botkin shoots free throws, a pair of them, leading by four, 50-46, 12.8 to go. Overtime session. JV tilt, first foul shot good. 51-46, Trojans in the lead by five over Rushi. Very exciting, well-played junior varsity contest. Spirited game, two quality teams. And the future bright for both Botkins and Rushi boys basketball. Rushi launches a three at the buzzer. It is no good. Botkins gets the board, and that's it. 52-46, Botkins beats Rushi in the junior varsity tilt here tonight. Varsity game is upcoming. I'd like to remind you about one of our new underwriting sponsors here on Scorers Broadcast. If you haven't been there, you better try it out quickly. Oh, your taste buds will love it. Woody's at Kayville. Woody's at Kayville and Kettlersville, Route 274 east of 29. It's a great dining spot, just 2 years old. The new Woody's at Kayville, great vibe, even better food and service. Breakfast 7 to 10:30, Wednesday to Sunday. A different daily lunch plates available. And I've been there, and I've had an outstanding sandwich with some barbecue beef and a little onion drizzle. I added some honey mustard, and I had some sweet potato fries along with it. Super duper. 4 p.m. dinner specials include 95-cent wings on Mondays, barbecue ribs and chicken on Thursdays, prime rib on Saturdays, and more. Customers love the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's at Kayville and Kettlersville. It is your classic go-to spot for any meal of the day. And this restaurant truly captures the essence of what a local eatery should be. And oh yes, you can order piping hot pizza and hearty burgers too at Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274. The one diner that's well worth the drive. It is senior night here at Rushi, and we will experience the recognition of a number of senior athletes here this evening in various sports. In basketball, by the way, only three seniors on the Rushi roster. They will start in this game this evening. 6'2 senior Maddox Dubo, 6' senior Cooper Underfirth, and 6'4 senior Michael Voisart. JV game won by Botkins 52-46. Trojans beat the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Hey, do you have short or long-term pain or discomfort? I'd like for you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, your care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
You can contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. That's 710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is senior night here at Rushi. Celebration taking place, ceremony between the junior varsity game and varsity tilt. JV game went to overtime, and it was won 52-46 by the Botkins Trojans. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building component is defense. That is for sure, and ball handling. That's second. First game between the two clubs, 48-38 final score, as the Rushi Raiders lost to the Botkins Trojans by 10. 10-point win by Botkins in that first outing. Great defense by Botkins in the second half, turning over Rushi 23 times in that game, the majority of them in the final two quarters. Can Rushi match the defensive intensity of Botkins here in this game this evening? That is so critical. Key building components of this evening's contest between Rushi and Botkins. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's Shelby County Veterans, plural, with an S on it, .org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. And locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank with five convenient locations, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. More pregame coming up, opening tip to start the varsity tilt between Botkins and Rushi in about a quarter of an hour or so. Yeah, I said that about 10 minutes back. Well, as it so happened, the Botkins-Rushi Junior Varsity game went to overtime. Botkins wound up winning the six. So we are in a delayed start for tonight's varsity tilt. That's for sure. We are way behind schedule. I'm Jack Kramer here at Rushi on Scores, broadcast.com.
Hot Delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
A little talking in your sleep as we return to Rushi High School. The clock has started to wind down from 15 minutes. Both varsity clubs are on the floor. Bakken's to our left, Rushi to our right. And we've got varsity basketball in several minutes. Raiders and Trojans. Rushi tries to turn the tables on Bakken's and keep the visiting team from getting a perfect 12-0 season in the SCAL. Bakken's coming into play tonight is 10-0. A game next Friday coming up against Houston. A quick overview of our starting lineups tonight. Rushi will begin three seniors in the opening five on senior night. Maddox Gubo, a 6'2 senior. Cooper Underfirth, a 6'2 senior. And Michael Voisard, a 6'4" senior. They will begin the game along with Cash Grojean, a 5'10 junior. And Grant Bergman, a 6'3" sophomore. Unverfirth and Bergman lead the way in scoring and rebounding for the Rushi Raiders. Cooper at about 11 a game, a little over 5 boards. Bergman 10.5, right around 5 rebounds per contest. Bakken's Trojans will go like this. Eli Pitts, a junior guard, 12.3 a game. Will Monin will begin the contest at a wing position, 6'2" tall. Will, just a sophomore, averaging 10.5 a game. Owen Zimpfer in the post, a senior, 6'6", 9.3 per outing. James Steinke, 6 a game, 6'4 senior at a wing. And Tucker Hillskamp at a power forward, 6'1 senior, averaging 6.5 points per game. Bakken's has been known all year long for outstanding defense, which fuels its offense. But the Trojans can get hot behind the arc. It's an up-and-down three-point shooting team. It stalled out against the Preble Shawnee zone in the second half in the game we covered last Saturday here on scorersbroadcast.com. But on a few league nights, Botkin's three-point shooting from start to finish has been very, very good. And Botkin's tenacious pressure defensively has turned teams over often this season. As I mentioned, the Raiders 23 turnovers against Botkin's in the first meeting between the two clubs this season. Now, Rushi's strength is its depth, its versatility. Cooper Unverfirth, Grant Bergman, the go-to guys. But while the Raiders can sizzle from behind the arc as well, Cash Grojean, Paxson Bixler, Unverfirth steps out and shoots the three. And how about Carter Haney off the bench? He has had hot streaks this year, shooting the trifecta, coming in as a sub. Should be an exciting game. We're looking forward to it. Glad you could join us here tonight. Rushi and Botkin's from the Raiders gym, just 2 years old. It's a beautiful sight. We're glad to be here on scorersbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkin's, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkin's.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkin's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkin's, building excellence.
Devin Lindberg is the head coach of the Rushi Raiders. First year as the head man, taking over for Spencer Cordonier, who coached the Raiders to perfection 1 year ago, 29-0, and a D7 state championship. Devin tutored under Spencer for a couple seasons. Devin was at Ansonia, I think, for 4 years. He was the head coach before coming to Rushi. He was a varsity assistant and a junior varsity head coach at Ansonia before his stint there as the head man. He does a rock-solid job in year number one guiding the Rushi Raiders. Phil Groves, year number five, he runs the show at Botkin's. And under his leadership, Botkin's has been averaging about 20 wins per season. Botkin's coming into play tonight, 13-3, 10-0 in the SCAL, ranked number two in the state in the polls by Max Preps, right behind Delta St. John's, by the way. And Botkin's is number two currently in the Southwest Region North bracket behind Cedarville. According to the computer, which develops the order of seed, and that will be official come 1 week from Sunday at the boys' tournament draw. The girls' tournament draw is this coming Sunday. SCAL girls standings wound up like this. Rushi 11-1, 18-3 right now overall. Rushi, the winner, first place champ on the girls' side in the SCAL. Anna 9-3, Fort Loramie 9-3. Anna 12-8 on the year, Fort Loramie 13-7. Botkins 5-7, Houston 5-7 in league play. Fairlawn 2-10. Jackson Center 1-11. On the boys' side, or I should say that was the the girls' side. The boys' side has Botkins out in front with a mark of 10-0. And then you've got three clubs sitting at 6-3, Anna, Jackson Center, and Rushi. They're three games behind Botkins with two to go. The Trojans are the boys' champs of the SCAL, Rushi, the girls' title winners. 7 minutes away from the tip-off, Rushi Botkins will get to it eventually. Overtime tonight in the JV game, won by Botkins, close encounter, 52-46. Rushi rallied late in the fourth to get it tied. Botkins won by a half dozen in the extra session. Trojans Raiders are next on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Oh, the Rushi Pep Band is striking up. We got a noisy gym here in Rushi Raider country as we get set to bring you high school basketball tonight. Rushi boys against Botkins as the Raiders entertain the visitor. Botkins won the early season meeting 48-38 with a splendid second half. Rushi was right in it, leading 23-20 at the halftime break, but faltered down the stretch under the pressure of Botkins' defense, and that has happened so many times this year in the Shelby County Athletic League. Botkins prevailing thanks to outstanding D in the final two quarters. Here are your starting lineups. We've got the time. We'll give them to you once again. The starters for both teams brought to you by Fox Supply in Minster. Fox Supply, we are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by Scores Broadcast for 20 years. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. And Fox Supply is one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and to raise families. Fox Supply here in Minster for nearly 50 years. For visiting Botkins, at the guards, Eli Pitts, 6 foot junior, Will Monin, 6'2 sophomore, Owen Zimpfer, a 6'6 senior at the post. The forwards are James Steinke, a 6'4 senior, and Tucker Hillscamp, a 6'1 senior. Starting five for the Rushi Raiders on senior night includes three seniors. Maddox Gubo, a 6'2 senior, Cooper Unverfirth, a 6 foot senior, and Michael Voisard, a 6'4 senior. The other two starters, Cash Grojean, a 5'10 junior, and the fifth starter for the Rushi Raiders is Grant Bergman. He's a 6'3 soft. Bergman in the opening five, senior night here at Rushi. Pre-game celebration ceremony took place honoring seniors, about 25 or 30 in numerous sports, including cheerleaders here at Rushi High School. Playing of our national anthem is next. Then we've got the opening tip. It's Rushi against Botkins here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singebush wants to throw out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerrys.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are Production Support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, Production Support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs it follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag. The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, we are underway here at Rushi. Botkins Trojans won the opening tip. Right away, Eli Pitts guns a three from the right corner. It is around the rim and out. No good. Rebound, Rushi Raiders. Boy, a lot's happened for these two clubs since the first week of December when Botkins and Rushi met the initial time at the Trojans gym. Throw that game out the window. Botkins won it by 10 at home, 48-38. Opening minute of this game, and Rushi just turned it over on an unreforced drive into a thicket of black jerseys in the lane. Violation against the Raiders. Trojans bring it down. No score. Opening minute of action. Here is Steinke at midcourt. Handoff to Monin, 30 feet away. Monin picked up by Gubo. Ball dumped down left corner. Steinke. Steinke against Bergman. Went below the rim. Fed it out back to Hillskamp, who misfired on a three off the flange. No good. Rebound Rushi. Outlet to Gubo. Gubo twisting and turning. Fires off the top of the backboard. Wild shot. No good. Barely caught iron. Rebound down to Pitts of Botkins. He steamrolls down the floor into the right corner. We played a minute 20. No score. Pitts straight away with it on a weave to Monin. Screen set to Zimpfer. Monin starts to drive, pulls up, 15-footer short, off the rim. Rebound Bergman. Neither team finding the range early on. 6:22 to go, first quarter. Rushi to midcourt, it's Grosjean. Grosjean being hounded by the Botkins player. Good defense from Monin. Ball dealt to Bergman. Top of the circle, spin move down the lane. Bergman drives, lays it up on the rim. Oh, it comes off. Rebound to Hillskamp of Botkins. He tears down the floor, leaves it for Monin. Back to Hillskamp. Deep left corner, three by Steinke. Switch! And we're underway, 3-0 Botkins. Triple by Steinke with 5:47 to go in the first. That's how long it took for somebody to stick a couple of points up on the board. And it was a trio of points, a three ball by Steinke. Rushi weaving out top. It's Grosjean. Left corner, Bergman. Picked up by Zimpfer. Bergman on the bounce. Zimpfer still shading Bergman. Top of the circle. Now Gubo, head of the key. Coming out to catch. 25 feet away. It's Voisard. Feeds a teammate. Foul line. Jump shot pumped up there by Grosjean from 16. No good off the heel. Rebound Bergman in the lane. Left hand shot. No. Botkins comes away with it. Here's a one on two. Pitts against two Raiders. Missed the driving layup. Gubo back the other way for Rushi. 3-0 Botkins. 4:50 to go, first quarter. Deep in the left corner. Unverfurt for Rushi. Can't get free. Out back and goes to Grosjean. Grosjean hits a back cutter that's Unverfurt in traffic. Shot it too hard. Botkin snared the board. Here comes Monin gliding down the floor. A running one-hander off the window. Good! What a play by Monin. Two Rushi players were on him. Monin still knocked it down. 5-0 Botkins, 4:22 to go, first quarter. Here's Grosjean, top of the circle for Rushi. Oh, look at that herky-jerky move. He scores. Barreling down the lane. What a play by the Rushi player, Cash Grosjean. And he was chopped on the arm as he flipped it in. 5-2 Botkins, 4:18 to go, first quarter. Grosjean at the stripe. He's got a free one coming. Trying to complete the three-point play. Tonight our sponsors will get extra bonus coverage indeed. JV game went long. Had an overtime session, senior night between contests. So it's a lengthy evening. And if you've just joined us, we just kicked off our varsity tilt. Free throw by Grosjean was missed. Botkins 5, Rushi 2. Half the first quarter gone. On the arc for Botkins. Coming in off the bench is Braden Welsh. Welsh throws into the lane to Zimpfer. Zimpfer lost it. It's rolling. Scrum. Tie-up. Arrow. Rushi possession. As Paxton Bixler checks in here for the Rushi Raiders. Bixler on the court. Three seniors started the game for Rushi here on senior night. Gubo was in there at the start. So was Unverfurth along with Boisard. Here is Bixler on the bounce over the timeline. Welsh on him tightly. Now it's fed to Grosjean. Check by Pitts. Botkins defense relentless. Very tight man-to-man. Bixler out near midcourt against Welsh. Still dribbling, still dribbling. 3:25 to go, first quarter. 5-2 Botkins. Back to the basket is Grosjean. Hits a cutter. Unverfurth in the lane. Shot fake. Then up strong. Good. Off the window. Nice play. Unverfurth of Rushi. 5-4 Botkins. Eli Pitts midcourt. Stops. Head of the key. Gives up to Hillskamp. Left wing. Now Zimpfer 25 feet away. in off the bench here for Botkins is Vince Bayless, 6'5 freshman. Ball thrown to Zimfer inside. Turnaround Jay from 10. No good. Rebound slapped out to Pitts. Pitts dives into the paint for Botkins. Doesn't shoot. Baseline left to Welsh. Back to Pitts on the arc. Long air ball. Zimfer saves. Right back to Pitts. He squeezes into the lane between two Raiders and is fouled. 5-4 Botkins. 2:37 to go here in a fast play first quarter. Pretty physical game. It's rough. Botkins possession, baseline left of the basket. It will be thrown in by Eli Pitts. Pitts will trigger. Pitts set to deliver the ball inbounds. Pitts is being held up here by the referee, waiting for substitutions. Pitts throws it in, out back on the play to Steinke, outside the arc on the left to Welsh. Welsh to Pitts, baseline left to Welsh on the arc. He's crowded, baseline. Behind him to Monin for three. It bangs off the rim. Long rebound, Rushi. Sprinting down the floor, Carter Haney, who's coming off the bench. Bad pass picked off by Pitts. Pitts against Gubo. Driving layup is good. Two-pointer by Pitts. The lead for Botkins is 7-4. 2 minutes left to go here in the first quarter of action. Here is Rushi. Scattered floor. In trouble. Left side of the court. Boisard skips it cross court. Picked off by Botkins. Welsh hustling down the floor. Driving toward the rim. Short on the shot. Rebound Rushi, stolen by Welsh. Gave it up to Bayless. Back to Welsh. Back to Bayless for two. Rushi needs a timeout. Good teamwork, Botkins, which leads 9-4. 1:39 left first quarter. Here on scorersbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
What a night, what a start for Botkins, which leads Rushi by a count of 9-4 with a minute 30 left to go here in the first quarter. As we sneak under 90 seconds left in the period, Unruh with the ball for Rushi in the right corner. Jump shot no good. Loose ball, rebound in the lane. Vixler scoops it up off the hardwood and drops it home. Nice two-pointer, Paxton Vixler. He's got four for Rushi. 9-6, Botkins in the lead. Down to 70 seconds left in the first. Bayless between the rings. Goes outside the arc on the left to Monin. Carter Haney on him extremely tightly. Monin, turnaround Jay, 15-footer. Oh, a friendly bounce. It was long. Caught iron. Went up and grazed the backboard. And right down through the netting it fell. 11-6 on the field goal by Monin. Here's Rushi, deep right corner three. Carter Haney connects. Boy, you leave Haney open, he will burn you. Very good shooter is Haney, that's for certain. 11-9, Botkins up a deuce. Half minute to go here in the first quarter. Monin goes to work on Haney, drives, leaves it left corner for Welsh, and he pops home a three ball. Boy, he's been a super sub all year for the Botkins Trojans. Braden Welsh knocks down a three, 14-9 Botkins. 15 seconds left here in the first quarter. Dribble drive, Paxton Bixler, and he barges down the right side of the lane. He took a hip from a Botkins defender. 9.8 to go. Rushi possession below the basket. Down by five to Botkins, 14-9. Bixler, the playmaker, right of the rim. He looks, gives it into Bergman, back to Bixler on the arc. Oh, he slid, he walked. Botkins a chance now for the final points. 6.8 to go, first period. Haney and Welsh just traded threes. Before that, Monin had a jump shot go in after catching a lot of the rim in the backboard for Botkins. Botkins up nine, or I should say up five, 14-9, matching the biggest lead. Here's Pitts to midcourt, 3.5 to go. Pitts, elbow right of the circle. Awkward shot is no good. Rebound on the left, Bezimfer, baseline J, would have counted had it gone. It rimmed and came out. Quarter closes, 14-9 Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
A little sunglasses at night. Wish we would have some need for some sunglasses. Weather looks like it's going to warm up. Hopefully some sunny conditions too. We start the second quarter here at Rushi. Braden Welsh left open, top of the circle. Bullseye! He's got a second three of this game. Botkins owns its biggest lead, 17-9. Two triples for Welsh. Welsh, the junior 5'10 guard, he's been the super sub for the black and gold this year. Botkins in the away uniforms. Black jerseys, black shorts, white numerals, white Trojans across the front. Some white and thin gold piping. Rushi, the home white, top to bottom, blue numbers outlined in gold. Rushi with the ball in backcourt. Half minute gone, second period. 17-9, Botkins. Here is the ball handled by Gubo, 30 feet away. Gives to Carter Haney. He wanted to shoot the three, couldn't, gave it to Gubo. Gubo steaming down the lane, flips it up on the go. No, but a foul. Botkins slid over late. Tried to draw the charge, didn't get it done. And at the line, Maddox Gubo, two free throws for Rushi, which is down 17-9. Gubo rims it, in and out, no good. Bergman on the floor for Haney now for Rushi. Bergman did not score in that first quarter for the Raiders. Neither did Underfirth, the two leading scorers on the year for this club. Second free throw by Gubo is in. 17-10, Botkins by seven. Steinke to midcourt. Outside the arc on the left, it's Pitts. Straight away, Zimfer. Zimfer wants to drive. Spin move in the lane. Banked it in. Well done by Zimfer. Boy, he was slithering down the lane. Got his slender body in between two Raiders and looped in a bank shot. 19-10, Botkins up nine. Here's Cash Grogene on a weave in the left corner. Sends it out back to Gubo. Gubo fumbled the ball. It's loose. Oh, look at that scrum for it. It's kicked into backcourt. Bergman tracks it down for Rushi. Up the near side to Grogene. Grotinas double, goes to Bergman, and nearly walked. Left wing jump shooter, under first for Rushi. Airmailed that one strong. Rebound down to Munn and Botkins. Top of the circle, nobody stops him. Driving left hand layup short. Loose ball rebound, Rushi. 19-10 Botkins, 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Gubo, top of the circle, goes foul line. Fadeaway shot below the stripe, off the flange, long rebound, Rushi. Left corner, Unverfurt. Out high, it goes on the play to Grojean. Monning on him. Now Unverfurt hits a cutter in the lane. It's Gubo. Ball was juggled, lost, top of the circle. Rushi gets it back. Left wing, Grojean. 5:40 left, second quarter. Botkins 19, Rushi 10. Grojean finds a little crease down the left side of the lane, and he goes to the rack for two. Nicely done for Cash Grojean. He's got four. 19-12 Botkins. Biggest lead was at 19-10 with 5.5 to go in the second. Here's Pitts trying to work hard to get down below the basket. Low post right for Botkins. Couple of white jerseys sandwich him. Foul called on Rushi. It's Common. Botkins throws in right of the basket. Pitts into the corner to Zipfer. Right back to Pitts. Low post right. Bank shot. Yes, and a foul on Rushi. Well-designed play. Pitts to Zipfer. And then stepping in bounds was Pitts. He was unguarded. And he got the two-pointer to go. Nice bucket, but Pitts. Assist on the play, Zipfer. 21-12 Botkins. Chuck McBee and I had a conversation yesterday during our Rushi Fort Loramie girls game. How would Botkins respond tonight with the league wrapped up? Well, we've gotten our answer. Botkins playing extremely well and hard. Leading by 10, 22-12. No let up in Botkins despite winning the league outright this past Tuesday. Here's Bergman, head of the key for Rushi, which is down 10, 22-10. 4:58 to go, first half. Ball thrown to the post. Little awkward turnaround J by Boisard is no good as he shot. He lowered the boom into Steinke, who drew the offensive foul. Some dismay from the Rushi bench. Could have gone either way. Botkins will bring it down. In front but 10. Jack Kramer going solo tonight. I'll be joined by Chuck tomorrow for Fort Loramie Marion Local Girls. Botkins ahead by 10. 4:44 to go, second quarter. Pitts into the right corner below the basket. On the arc to Steinke for three. It is strong. Hits the heel. Kicks to Bergman. Bergman's pass deflected. Picked off by Steinke. Steinke baseline left. Scores! Turnover Rushi. Beating Botkins 2 points. Score is doubled. 24-12 Trojans here on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
A real good second quarter here for Botkins. Outscoring Rushi to the tune of 10-3, and the Raiders, after the timeout, throw it out of bounds. Bixler up the floor for Unverfurth. That was wide of the mark. 24-12 Botkins, 4:18 to go here in the second quarter. Midcourt Pitts, number two on his back, gives it up 25 feet away to Vince Bayless, the freshman. Zipfer on the bench at the moment. Hillskamp's got it on the arc. Hand off to Welsh. Dealt back to Pitts. Pitts gets a screen from Welsh. Drives right side of the lane to the rim. Loops it up. No good. Rebound Rushi, stolen by Botkins. Action frenetic, fast paced. Rushi comes away with it. Bixler zipping down the floor. Goes to Haney, deep left corner. Baseline left to a post player. Now pitched on the arc to Bixler. Bixler nearly walked. Fed Unverfurth. Baseline drive. Blocked by Steinke. Unverfurth again. Good. Fine persistence on the offensive glass by Cooper Unverfurth, who nets his first two. Between him and Bergman, that's the first bucket of the game. Steinke on a drive, on a curl, went all the way to the rim, left it short, no good. Rebound, Hillskamp on the arc for Botkins. He starts into the paint. Ball knocked free. Hillskamp got it back and scored right around the basket. Timeout called by Botkins, up by 12, 26-14. After the two-pointer by Hillskamp, 3:05 left to go here in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
It is a 12-5 second quarter for Botkins until Haney drops in a long bomb, a skyscraper of a three ball. Beautiful looking trifecta from Haney after the timeout to make it 26-17. Rushi needed that one. Botkins with the ball. Zimfer maneuvering. Looked like he staggered and walked in the lane. Whistle, and that is the ruling. A travel on Zimfer of Botkins. Two threes for Carter Haney. One in each quarter. Rushi back within nine. 26-17. 2:26 to go till halftime. Unverfurth with the basketball for Rushi. High left to Haney. On a weave to Grojean. Against Steinke. He's hooked by Steinke. Common foul. Ball out of bounds to Rushi. Raiders need a surge here late in the second quarter to make this interesting after halftime. 9-point lead for Botkins. Biggest advantage, 24-12, with 4:28 to go here in the second quarter. That's now a 9-point cushion. Inbounds pass right in the lane to Grojean. Fall away left-hander is good. Cash Grojean flips in a deuce. He's got six. 7-point game as Rushi has clipped five off of the Botkins lead. Steinke in the paint area. Pivots. His shot is deflected. It fell short of the mark. Zimfer got it. Zimfer's on the baseline, though. Lying on the hardwood. Trying to gobble up that loose ball. The official says it's a Rushi possession. Steinke was well defended in the lane. Good effort inside, but Bergman, who might have gotten a fingertip on the shot. 26-19. Rushi back within seven. Minute 40 left to go. Second quarter. Haney to Unverfurth. Picked up by Hillskamp. That's a good matchup there. Fine size, strength, and bulk. Near side of the court, close to the boundary, holding foul, Botkins. Trojans bench not liking that ruling. Common foul, Rushi will throw in. 92 seconds to go, first half, 26-19, Botkins. Backcourt, it's Grojean. Grojean against Monin. 30 feet from the rim, it's Haney. Picked up by Pitts. Outside the arc on the right, it's Bergman. Zimfer's on him. Ball thrown to Grojean. Grojean on the drive, down the lane, probes the middle, left it short with the left hand. Rebound Steinke and Botkins. 106 to go, first half. 26-19, Botkins up 7. Pitch, right corner, Steinke. Steinke head of the key. Rushi player reaches in, trying to gain position with Grojean, didn't get there. Good call by the referee. Far side of the court, Botkins will have it. 58.6 remaining, second quarter. Trojans up 7, 26-19. Botkins led 14-9 after one. Stretched the advantage to 24-12 at one point. Rushi's tallied 7 of the last 9 points. Hillskamp 30 feet away. High dribble. Zimpfer head of the key. Zimpfer looks for Monin. Monin's got it. Top of the circle. Foul line. Fakes a pass to the cutter. Zimpfer deals to Hillskamp. Hillskamp muscles up an 8-footer. Bergman's all over him. So is Gubo. Good defense. Rebound down to Rushi. Haney up the floor to Gubo. Half minute left. Second quarter. 7-point lead Botkins. Haney on the arc. Picked up by Pitts. Big possession Raiders. 20 ticks to go. Second quarter. Unverfirth right wing. Top of the circle, Bergman, overplay Botkins, stripped on the play by the Trojans. A slap down foul is the 5th on Botkins. And that means that Bergman is awarded 2 free ones. Chance to get this down to 5. 14.5 to go, second quarter. Couple foul shots, Grant Bergman, Rushi Raiders. First one in the air. Boy, you could tell that was crooked, off to the right, no good. Bergman scoreless. Haney's got 6. Grojean 6. 4 for Bixler so far for the Raiders. Second free throw, Bergman dips the knees. On the way, it is in. Botkins possession up 6, 26-20. 11 seconds to go, second quarter. Pitch at midcourt, picked up by Gubo. Pitch starts to drive, elbow in the right. Steps back, long two-pointer. Bangs off the iron. Rebound Unverfirth, and that's going to do it. First half is in the books. Nice rally by Rushi to make it more snug at the intermission break. Botkins in the lead by 6 points, 26-20, after leading by as much as a dozen at 24-12. Halftime here at the Rushi Gym on scorersbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
up. It is halftime at Rushi. Rushi Raiders trail the Bodkins Trojans 26-20. Could have been worse for Rushi, which was down to 12 at one point. Raiders regrouped and came back from down 24-12 to slice it to 26-20, scoring 8 of the last 10 points of that second quarter. Good job to the Raiders. Bodkins off to a very good start in this game, leading 14-9 after one. Bodkins Trojans scoring. Eli Pitts, 5 points. Will Monin, 4. Braden Wells, 6. Owen Zimpfer, 2 points. James Steinke's got 5. Tucker Hillskamp, 2. Vince Bayless, 2. Good, well-rounded scoring from the Bodkins Trojans, who've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 young men dent the scoring column. For the Rushi Raiders, scoring as follows. Maddox Gubo, free throw for 1. Cash Grojean, 3 2-pointers for 6. Paxson Bixler, a couple buckets for 4. Unverfirth, a field goal for 2. Carter Haney had a 3 in each quarter. He's canned 6 points so far. And Grant Bergman, 1 of 2 at the free throw line for Bergman of Rushi. Raiders need Bergman and Unverfirth to get going in the scoring column if Rushi is to make this real interesting down the stretch. First two or three minutes, third quarter, I think will be key. Bodkins starts the game, starts the second half usually pretty fast. About a minute and a half away from the beginning of our third quarter. This reminder tomorrow on scoresbroadcast.com. On the air about 12:35, tip at 1:15. Marion Local Girls at Fort Loramie. That's tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, we start the third quarter. Possession in the hands of the Rushi Raiders, an opportunity to whittle this gap down to 4 or 3. Midcourt with the ball, Paxson Bixler, 26-20, Bodkins in the lead by half dozen. Here's Voisard, 20 feet out, straight away. Outside the arc on the left to Bixler. Now to Bergman, Unverfirth, right wing. Cooper and Grant need to start this second half well. They've only had one bucket between them. Unverfirth, 30 feet out. Now Bixler, pitch on him. Played a half minute, third quarter, no shot taken. Bergman at the point, outside the circle on the right. Now to Unverfirth, ball lost. He goes to midcourt, gets it back. Off to Bixler, 26-20, Bodkins in the lead. No shot taken, first 50 seconds of the second half of this game. Gubo in the left corner, back to Bixler, works on Monin. They try to go Unverfirth back door, wise to it is Hillskamp. Unverfirth gets it top of the circle, leaves it behind him for Bixler. Long, high-arching three, no good, off to the right. Yep, a minute, 8 seconds came off the clock. And Rushi missed. Bodkins possession up 6. Early 2 minutes, second half of this game. Pitts fakes left, goes right. Foul line, slid, bounce pass, baseline left, Monin. Monin can't track it. Ball goes out of bounds below the basket. Rushi's defense is so tight. These two teams know each other so well. Very difficult to back cut the other club's defense successfully and get a layup in the half-court game. Just won't happen. 6:22 left, third quarter. 26-20 Botkins. Bixler top of the circle. On a weave to Gubo. Gubo bounces to Bergman. Lost. Bergman gets it back. Hooks it right corner under first. And it's through his palms out of bounds. Played nearly 2 minutes third quarter. It's a stalemate. No one scored. Still 26-20 in favor of Botkins. Biggest lead for the Trojans was at 24-12. Halfway through the second quarter. Fitch down the right side, weaves to Steinke. Steinke loops right corner, Hillscamp. They post up Pitts against Bixler. Now Gubo helps. Pitts scores anyway with the left-hand shot right around the rim. Nicely done. Pitts very clever around the basket. He's got seven. 28-20 Botkins. 5:41 to go, third quarter. Far left wing, Bixler picked up by Pitts. Pitch dribbling, 30 feet away now. Needs help. Bergman comes to catch. Zimpfer glued to Bergman. Bergman with a nice pivot move down the lane. Scores with the left hand. First field goal for Bergman. Beautiful delivery by Grant. 28-22 Botkins. Here's Steinke. Straight away for Botkins, 30 feet out. Right corner, Monin set, shoots the three. It kicks off the rim. Rebound pinballed off Zimpfer. Out of bounds to Rushi. 6-point lead, Botkins. 3 minutes gone here in the third quarter of this game. Crucial stretch. Rushi need to put some pressure on the Trojans. Get this down to a 3 or 4 point game. Bergman on a weave, top of the circle. Gives it to Grojean, guarded by Monin. Hillscamp following Unverfirth everywhere. Zimpfer on Bergman, posting up baseline right. Unverfirth against Hillscamp, who blocks the shot. Zimpfer reaches in to help out, but Unverfirth goes over the back to foul. Boy, down inside, these two teams so athletic. The wing players with good spring in their legs. They have deflected shots, altered some, blocked a few. That was a cram right there against Unverfirth. Botkins took it away. 4 points scored in the third quarter, two each way. 28-22 Botkins. 4:25 to go in the third. And here's a little high-low action. Steinke for Hillscamp. It's not there. Hillscamp was bottled up, slow in getting to the ball. It's out of bounds below the backboard. Rushi knew the play was coming and simply clogged it. Midcourt, it is Grojean for Rushi. Top of the circle against Welsh. Down the left side of the lane on the run. Banks it in and out. No good. Foul, Botkins. Welsh got him with the body. Couple free throws for Grojean of Rushi. I tell you what, Cash is very deceptive. He's got a lightning quick first step. He's a southpaw shooter. Makes the free throw here. Second one coming. And he can get around you and sideways flip that ball up with the left. And he can be outsized and still get the ball up on the rim. Second free throw too hard. Long rebound, Botkins. Down the floor, Steinke. Euro step in the lane. Good, but Steinke. Fine play by James. 30-23, Botkins. Midcourt having trouble with the ball is Grojean, and his arm is grappled. Botkins took it away. Trojans thought they had a steal and a bust out the other direction. 30-23, Botkins. 3:56 to go here in the third quarter. Bergman to inbound. Airmails it backcourt to Grojean, picked up by Monin. Size advantage, Botkins. Down the right side to Haney. Fits on him. Haney made a couple threes in the first half. And over-pressurizing Haney is Eli Pitts. A bit too snug. maybe a bit handsy. Common foul, ball out of bounds to Rushi. 3:44 to go third quarter, Raiders down 7. Here's Haney, Pitts, goes up against his chest. Ball thrown right wing to Grosjean. Ball flipped into the lane to Voisard, moving screen against Rushi. Good call by the referee, away from the action. Well, we have stalled out scoring here in the third quarter. It was 26-20 at halftime. It's 30-23 Botkins. We've played 4.5 minutes third quarter. Not much going on. Top of the circle, Zimter tries to hit Steinke on the cut. It's bobbled and broken up and stolen by Rushi. Down the floor, it is Gubo. Hits the trailer, Grosjean pits on him. 3:16 left in the third. Left wing Haney. Monin shuts him off. Tipped away by Monin, and he goes out of bounds. Long arms, Will Monin spoiled that play. We're down to 3:07 left in the third quarter. Bergman lobs into backcourt to Grosjean. Unverfirth, one bucket. Bergman, one bucket for Rushi. They'll have to score more in order for Rushi to win. Here's an off-balance drive. The south ball, the lefty Grosjean puts it up off to the left. No good. Rebound down to Botkins, quickly down the floor. Into Zimfer in the post. His shot hits the heel. No good. Rebound Bergman. Bergman is on the gallop, and Hillskamp caught him from behind. Foul. Quickly on the Trojans. That's 4 in the quarter. Next foul, Botkins. Rushi shoots. 30-23. Botkins, 2:43 left, third period. Ball lobbed to Grosjean, backcourt. Down the left side to Gubo. Gubo muffs it, side court, got it back in a perilous spot. Gives it on the play to Voisard. Timeout Raiders. 2:28 to go, third quarter. Botkins 30, Rushi 23. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
It is Rushi possession. Just over 2 to go third quarter. Raiders out high with the basketball. It's Voisard. He gave it up, got it back, and walked. Botkins ball. 2:08 remaining. Third quarter of the game. Trojans 30, Raiders 23. Halftime score was 26-20. You do the math. 7 measly points combined here in the third quarter. Hillskamp on the arc, fakes a shot, and then he tears for the basket, angling through the paint area. Hooking foul against Rushi. There was no shot. It's Common. 1:58 to go third quarter. Botkins possession. About to 10 feet down the corner, down from the corner on the baseline. Pitch enters. It goes to Bayless. On a weave out back to Monin. Oh, he's got a crease. Monin takes off and scores, driving down the right side of the lane. It opened up for Monin. He saw the daylight, took it to the hoop. 32-23 Trojans. 1:41 to go third quarter. Here's Grosjean. He's in a pickle outside the lane in the left. Doubled up. Gives it up to Gubo. guarded by Hillskamp. Gubo backs him down, tries to hit a cutter. Errant pass goes out of bounds. Botkins up 9 with the ball. 1:27 to go here in the third quarter. These two teams in great shape. Nobody appears to be extremely tired. They've been going at it tooth and nail. Here's Steinke. Here's Hillskamp. They post up Pitts. He's double teamed and scores anyway. Eli Pitts. Whew, he's a master. Back to the basket, 7-8 feet away. He'll get that ball off the glass and in. Here's a drive by Rushi. Bergman hits Unverfirth. 2 points. Unverfirth nails it for the Raiders, 34-25. Botkins, here's Monin, out of control, hits the deck, thought he was fouled, shot was left short, rebound Bergman, Rushi throws it out back to Haney, right corner, Voisard, into the post to Unverfirth, he maneuvers against Bayless, lays it up, it is rolling, no good, he walked anyway. Good call by the referee. 34-25 in favor of Botkins. 9-point cushion. Final 39 of the third. Full court pressure by Rushi. Back court, it's Bayless. Gets it ahead to Monin. Down the floor to Hillskamp. 2-on-1. Hillskamp against Bergman. Doesn't score. Feeds it out back to Monin. They'll play for one. 27 to go in the third. 34-25 Botkins. Monin, Hillskamp. 19 left. Here's Pitts. Pitts now with 9 points. 4 buckets of free throw. Pitts walks it to the center circle. The Raiders logo. 7-6-5. Pitts starts a drive. Pitts against Bergman. Swat by Bergman. Hillskamp gets it. Hillskamp's on the floor. Is it a jump? Is it a foul? Hillskamp got the shot off. It's ruled a 2-shot foul break. Botkins. 2:04 to go, third quarter. Hillskamp shoots 2. Trying to inch this lead up to 11 at the third quarter break. 1-2-3 dribbles, but Tucker, it is good. 35-25, 10-point lead, Botkins. 3 points for Hillskamp. Second one upcoming. He flexes the knees. Now the official wants the ball back. Now it goes to Tucker. Officials and coaches discussing at the scorer's table. Both free throws dead center for Tucker, Hillskamp, and Botkins. The lead is 11. Here's a long, long 65-footer off the backboard by Bixler. Third quarter's in the books. Botkins up 11, 36-25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Here we go. Fourth quarter. Botkins possession. Eli Pitts at midcourt with the basketball, being hounded by Grojean. Gave it up to a teammate. It's Welsh who's in. He's got the ball far left corner. Hits Hillskamp in the lane. He pivots and left it short. No good. Close in shot, Botkins. Trojans couldn't convert. Rushi down 11 with the ball. Gubo, far right wing, Bixler. Raiders need to get hot behind the arc. 25 feet away, Grojean back to Bixler. 35 seconds gone, fourth quarter, 36-25. Botkins in the lead. Here's Cash Grojean. Throws to Haney. Haney sets and shoots a long three. It's on the rim. No good. Strong offensive board work. Voisard missed it. Botkins snares the rebound. Welsh to midcourt. 1 minute played, fourth quarter. Botkins outscored Rushi 10-5 in the third to take a six-point lead up to 11. Errant pass, miscommunication. Steinke and Welsh, top of the circle. Out of bounds to Rushi. No points tallied yet here in the fourth quarter. Botkins owns an 11-point spread, 36-25. Paxson Bixler at the timeline, Pitts on him, almost over and back. Bixler driving hard against Pitts down the left side of the lane. Foul, Eli Pitts. Ball out of bounds, left of the basket to Rushi. Bixler will throw in. He looks, goes to Grojean, far left corner. Welsh puts his hand on him. Good defense by Welsh. Grojean's got to give it up. 30 feet away, Haney. Top of the circle, Bixler. Picked up by Pitts. Fakes left, goes right. Bixler can't get free to shoot the three. Here's a bad pass near side. Hillskamp on the intercept. And then Hillskamp tries to backhand the ball back onto the court of play. And it sails cross court out of bounds. Defensive stalemate, early part, fourth quarter. No one scored. 6:22 to go in the game. 36-25 Trojans. Jack Kramer going solo tonight here at the Rushi Gym. Deep left corner, Grojean. Out back to Gubo for three. It looks good. It's online. Short. Long rebound, Grojean. Rushi still has it. Grojean against Welsh. On a weave to Gubo. Gubo in the lane. Nice feed to a cutter. Voisard on the finish. His first bucket of the game. First field goal, fourth quarter of this game. Botkins by 9, 36-27. Botkins got out of position defensively. Last possession down the floor. Here's Steinke, baseline right for Botkins. He twists and turns into the lane. He used the elbow to clear the path. Rushi ball. Raiders down 9. That was pretty clear cut. Six players in backcourt. Rushi brings it down. 5:38 to play, fourth quarter. 36-27, Botkins. Bixler timeline. Picked up by Pitts. Bixler dribbling. And Pitts is called for being a little too handsy. Second time in this quarter. Pitts over guarding. Three fouls on Botkins in the period. And that's a number three on Pitts. Far side of the floor, Bergman will enter it for the Raiders. Three fouls on the Trojans and two more. Rushi shoots. 9-point lead, Botkins. Unreferred, left side behind the screen, kicked out of bounds by Hillskamp. One key to this game, Unreferred, two buckets for four. Bergman a field goal for two. Those two young men combined for about 21 a game for Rushi. They've been held to 7 so far. Far left wing, Grojean with the ball picked up by Monin. 5 minutes to go in the game. Grojean with a drive, a late feed to Voisard. Voisard barges toward the basket, and he's fouled. He went up strong, and he got cracked from behind. Couple free throws, Voisard, to cut it to 7. Botkins yet to score in the first 3 minutes, fourth quarter. Welsh will come back in for the Trojans. Voisard a couple big free ones. It is good. First one is dead center. Voisard hits it. 36-28. Rushi creeping closer. Raiders cut it to 6 at the intermission. Voisard's got them both. A nice 4-point fourth quarter going for senior 6'4", Michael Voishart, 36-29. Botkins lead, sliced to 7. Wells, top of the circle, left side throw to Zimpfer. Zimpfer, head of the key, now to Hillskamp. Hillskamp's got an opening down the lane. Left-handed, good by Hillskamp. Powerful drive. Big two-pointer for him. He's got 6. 38-29. Botkins up 9. 4:33 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Bixler, 30 feet out. Drives into the left corner. Welsh overplays. And what has been called here? Moving screen on Unverfirth, and he can't believe it. Foul Rushi, that's a big one. Loss of possession. Botkins gets the ball back. Rushi bench wants an explanation. 4:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. Botkins in the lead, 38-29. In a moment, we'll tell you all about Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie and Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Substitution, Gubo checking in for Unverfirth for the Rushi Raiders. Unverfirth and Bourbon trying to get off the snide here tonight for Rushi. Botkins defense has been the tail of the tape. Deep right corner, Welsh. Once the drive goes baseline, reverse layup is a beauty. Woo, what a play by Welsh of Botkins. Offensive play of the night. He tightroped the boundary below the basket. Looked like he might be too far behind the board. Sneaked out on the other side. Used the rim as a defender and put it through. What a play by Welsh off the bench for Botkins, which leads it 40-29 midway through the fourth. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, is your family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style and make you smile. Owner extraordinaire Deb Gubo at Cutaway. Stylists are Ann Turner, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. We will help you create the style you want. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. So many thanks to Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. We've gone local. We've got the products you want. Mahaffey Pies, that's my favorite. Winner's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. Fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps at the Schaefer Market Deli Sub Shop. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, South Main and Fort Loramie. More about Schaefer's in a moment. 4 minutes left, fourth quarter. 40-29, Botkins. Rushi with the ball. Haney, top of the circle, dribbling. Welsh on him. Glued like a glove. Haney, almost a five-second yet, gave it up to Grojean, left corner. Grojean dribbling, into the post, back to the basket. Bergman on the arc to Grojean for three. Hits the flange, no rebound. Zimpfer, 70-foot pass to Welsh, and he scores at the other end, and that might do it. What a feed, a 60-foot heave by Zimpfer. Over-the-shoulder reception by Welsh. Tell you what, he is my Botkins star of the game. He's got 10. Great drive to Gubo. A little leaner right in front is in. Good play, Gubo, for Rushi. His first field goal, 42-31 in favor of Botkins. 3:08 to go in the game. Here's Eli Pitt storming down the floor, trying to zip past a Raider who grabbed him. Boy, that was a play there with about 3:20 left in the fourth quarter. Rebound, Zimpfer. Welsh leaked out the other way. Zimpfer threw a spiral down the field. Welsh caught it over the shoulder at about the five-yard line and glided toward the end zone, made the layup, a big two-pointer to give Botkins a double-digit advantage. Here is Pitts outside the arc. Goes to Monin, shot fake. He's got a drive underway to the rim. He shovels it and scores. Monin, 2 points. He's got 8 in this game. Balanced scoring for Botkins. Bergman spinning in the paint. Fadeaway 12-footer. Yes, Bergman for Rushi. Nice two-pointer by Grant. 44-33. Bodkins pits at the timeline. Here comes the double-team sandwich and a foul. 2 minutes, 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Trojans have been up a 13 a couple times in the fourth. It's 11 at 44-33. Braden Welsh is my player of the game for Bodkins. No doubt about it. Probably Cash Grojean with seven for Rushi. Here's Pitts on the arc on a weave to Monin. Monin out back. Rushi with three fouls. They've got to foul twice more to send Bodkins to the line. Trojans in no hurry to shoot. Pitts is double-teamed at center court. Timeout Bodkins. 2:08 to go. 44-33. Trojans in the lead. Bodkins entering the game 13-3 overall, 10-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League, having won the conference outright Tuesday. And no let up in Bodkins tonight. Thought there might be. Not a chance. Trojans by 11 over the Raiders, 44-33. As I was saying, Schaefer Market South Main now has an affiliate on North Main. It's the Schaefer Drive-Thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer Drive-Thru on North Main in Fort Loramie. Formerly the North Loramie Drive-Thru. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Couple locations. The Market, South Main, and the Drive-Thru on North Main. Don't forget to stop by today. See all the new items as well as your old favorites. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. And Schaefer RV Storage, also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14-54. Email Holly Schaefer, holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and support the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the Market Gas Pumps. Always low pricing, plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. Now Bodkins finally fouled with a minute 44 to go. Four fouls on the Rushi Raiders here in this period. Bodkins will inbound far side of the court. It is thrown by Bayless. Back of the timeline to Pitts. He's fouled and he'll shoot two. 1:42 to go. Yep, now the rule is in play. 15 foul. You send the team to the line for two, not the old 1-1. And you get a better chance to hang on to that lead, maybe build on it. Two free throws no matter what, even if you miss the first. Pitts is on the money once, twice. Both dead center. 46-33, Bodkins expands the lead to 13. Eli Pitts with three free throws, four field goals in this game. 90 seconds to go. Haney top of the circle, into the paint, on the arc to Gubo for three. Swish! Three ball by Gubo of Rushi. He's got a 5-point fourth quarter working. And Rushi fouls Bodkins with 1:18 to go here in the fourth period. I'd like to remind you all about Barker Insurance, 18-year sponsor here on Scorers Broadcast. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Call Barker on County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, at 937-492-1857. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Pitts hits the free throw. 47-36 in favor of Bodkins. Trojans get a timeout, a minute to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Pickwa Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Pickwa Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Pickwa, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Pickwa Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Pickwa Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Eli Pitts, the wrong man to foul, as he calmly drops in a pair of free throws. And Botkin's lead is 48-37 with 1:03 to go. Long three-pointer, right wing Gubo. It's in and out, no good. Tough break, rebound Botkin's, foul Rushi again. And I think once more Eli Pitts will stroll to the line. Eli with four straight free throws here in the fourth. He had 2 points in the first, three in the second, four in the third. Eli Pitts putting this game away at the stripe, up and good. Five in a row for him. I've still got Braden Welsh as my Sour Mug star of the game for the Botkins Trojans. Two threes by Welsh in the first half, a couple of big hoops here in the fourth quarter to stem the tide as Rushi tried to make a bid to come back. Second free throw by Pitts. Rolls off. No good. Rebound by Bergman. 53 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. Down the floor to Bixler. Rotated left side to Haney. Haney to Gubo. 28-foot three ball. Rim. Backboard. No good. Yanked down by Pitts. Pitts in backcourt. Needs to get it to a teammate. He's hemmed in. Dumps it off to Monin. 36 seconds to go. Botkins up 13. Monin circles the wagons to Welsh. Cross-court to Pitts, out of trouble. 28 to go. Botkins will hold on. Rushi will not foul. That's going to do it. Botkins Trojans go to 14-3. We'll play at Leesburg Fairfield tomorrow. Couldn't make up the game with Salina. And Salina wouldn't play Botkins down the stretch of the season. So Botkins plays at Leesburg Fairfield tomorrow on the road. About a 2-hour, 20-minute drive for the Trojans fans. Weather should be okay. It's over here tonight at Rushi. Botkins 49, Raiders 36. Trojans went up by 13. We'll return to wrap it up in a few minutes here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? Hey, do you have short or long-term pain or discomfort? I'd like for you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, your care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
You can contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. That's 710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
Welcome back here to Rushi High School. I'm Jack Kramer, going solo tonight. Bodkins victorious over the Rushi Raiders. Final tally, 49-36. Our Sour Mug stars of this game, Braden Welsh, a big 10 points off the bench for Bodkins. He spread them out. He had six in the first half, two threes. He had 4 points in the fourth quarter. Did Welsh for the Rushi Raiders. Looking down through the scorebook, Maddox Gubo finished strong. He had a 5-point fourth quarter. Maddox Gubo, our star of the game for Rushi. Bodkins defense did it again tonight, as Cooper Unverfirth could score just 4. Grant Bergman, 5 for the Rushi Raiders. 9 between them. Those two young men averaging about 21, 22 points a game together on the year. Bodkins defense stifled the two leading scorers for the Raiders here tonight, that's for sure. Bodkins, well-rounded scoring. Eli Pitts, 5 of 6 at the free throw line, fourth quarter. He had 2 points in the first, 3 in the second, 4 in the third. A grand total of 14 points for Pitts in this game. Will Monin spread out the points in 3 of 4 quarters. He tallied 8. Braden Welsh had 10, as I noted. Owen Zimpfer had a second quarter field goal for 2. James Steinke had a grand total of 7 tonight. Tucker Hillskamp had 6. 2 field goals, 2 free throws. Vince Bayless had a late score, a bucket in the first quarter of this game. For Rushi, 6 points for Maddox Gubo, 7 for Cash Grogene. All 3 buckets in the first half. Paxson Bixler had 4. Cooper Unverfirth, 4. Carter Haney, 2 threes, 6 points. They came in the first half. Grant Bergman had 5. 4 points for Michael Voisard, all in the fourth quarter. And again, congrats to Gubo of Rushi, Welsh of Bodkins. They are our Sour Mug stars of this game. You've heard from Sour Mugs aplenty here tonight. Sour Mugs in West Milton, Sour Mugs in Piqua, in the Social, located in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. 49-36, Bodkins Trojans win it here tonight over the Rushi Raiders. And Bodkins on the season is now 14-3. Bodkins Trojans 14-3 on the campaign, 11-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. And the Rushi Raiders are 9-10 overall, 6-4 in league play. As I mentioned, Bodkins has a game scheduled tomorrow night down in Leesburg, Ohio. Fairfield is the high school name in Leesburg. They're 12-4, should be a good foe. We'll see how Bodkins responds with a quick turnaround tomorrow on the road at Leesburg. Rushi's next contest is next Friday night away from home at Fort Loramie. Girls draw on Sunday, 1 week from Sunday, is the boys tournament draw. Quickly, this reminder for you, we're on the air at about 12:35 tomorrow. Marion Local Fort Loramie girls, tip-off 1:15 or 1:20. Marion Local Fort Loramie girls tomorrow on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll have action for you next Tuesday night for certain. 2 or 3 game options. Rushi girls host Legacy Christian next Thursday night. That's an option as well. Weather will improve, so traveling about should not be difficult next week. But again, an afternoon matinee tomorrow, Marion Local Fort Loramie. And then games for you on Tuesday and Thursday night next week right here on Scores. Thanks to our terrific online listeners, our great sponsors. We gave you plenty of coverage here tonight. JV game ran long. Bodkins won it in overtime by 6. Trojans take the preliminary contest. Also won the freshman games at Bodkins. And a triple header sweep tonight by taking the varsity tilt by a final tally of 49-36. Chuck McBee and I will be along tomorrow. Join us at about 12:35 from Fort Loramie. Redskins and Flyers, girls high school basketball on Saturday. It's a matinee for you. Tonight, Botkins victorious over Rushi as the Botkins Trojans eye a perfect 12-0 mark in the SCAL, winning their 11th without a defeat here tonight over Rushi. Final score 49-36. Jack Kramer saying so long, everybody, here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.